This is Zobs with the Dropship. Thanks for joining us. Season 8 Mayhem. Patch notes.
Patch notes!
Why make an audio version of something you could read? Because you can't change a baby while reading. That's all I'm saying. Get ready for Mayhem. The latest season of Apex Legends introduces our most explosive legend yet. A hard-hitting new gun, a world-shattering update to King's Canyon, and a whole new batch of quality of life updates. Season 8 Mayhem brings the boom starting February 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Meet Fuse, a mercenary turned cage fighter who never turns down a good dust-up. His affinity for explosions allows him to carry extra grenades and to throw them faster and further. He can launch a cluster bomb with air-burst explosives. And when it's time to really bring the boom, Fuse uses Wally to launch a bombardment that encircles an area in a ring of flames. Passive, Grenadier. Stack an extra grenade per inventory slot. Fire grenades further, faster, and more accurately. Tactical, Knuckle Cluster. Launch a cluster bomb that continuously expels airburst explosives on impact. From videos I've seen, this thing does a lot of damage to pretty much any legend's abilities. Loba's markets, Rampart's walls just get obliterated, 200 per pop. So the Knuckle Buster has a lot more applications than just damaging enemies. Ultimate, the Mother Load. Launch a bombardment that encircles a target area in a wall of flames. Touching that wall of flames looks like it's going to take off 75 hit points. New weapon, 30-30 repeater. Zobs finally gets his heavy scout rifle. So excited about this gun. The heavy ammo lever action repeater boasts hard-hitting rounds that'll nail a fling mirage at 200 paces. The 30-30 is the benchmark for reliability, designed to withstand whipping sandstorms and temporal instability, which made it an obvious choice for the Apex games. Discipline Trigger Finger. The 30-30 repeater requires the user to rechamber their rounds between shots, which brings a methodic rhythm to the rifle, an analog elegance that the modern weapons of the Outlands just can't quite capture. To further tempt those itchy trigger fingers, the 30-30 repeater has a built-in charge, giving players an opportunity to deal increased damage with each shot at the cost of a short buildup. The 30-30 reloads one round at a time, which makes for some very interesting resource management you won't find anywhere else, even on the Mastiff. The 30-30's engagement range allows unique opportunities to reload individual rounds between shots. This gives the repeater the ability to lay down consistent precision range pressure, something weapons with full reloads can sometimes struggle with. In the same way you can reload your Mastiff shell by shell and then cancel in between the reload to pop off a shot then load a shell, this gun is the same way. King's Canyon map update. Season 8 once again sees changes to King's Canyon. The main new point of interest shows the devastation from the ship crashing into the map. Players can now explore beyond artillery. Spotted Lakes takes over the slums and some new observation towers for basic recon or sniper's nest. Legendary magazines. Season 8 introduces the gold tier magazines. Attaching it to a weapon automatically reloads your stowed weapons after a brief delay. The gold magazine has the same capacity as purple mags and is available for light, heavy snipers, and energy weapons. Quality of life updates. Damage counter. We have now added a damage counter to the HUD. This was a highly requested feature, so we're excited to allow people easier tracking for chasing those badges and challenges. Pinging ammo. Pinging weapons or ammo in your inventory displays your current ammo count along with player wants ammo in quick chat. I'm excited about this because everybody's got a different definition of low ammo. Colorblind update. Healing and reviving will now follow colorblind rules when colorblind settings are enabled. Lore blurbs on canon skins. I like this one. Some of our skins are canon, and some are just for fun. For the skins that represent an important part of that character's backstory, we've added a small blurb to describe the significance of that skin in the legend's life. Legend meta. Wraith. Hitbox adjustments. We know Wraith will always be a popular pick, considering the amount of combat utility in her kit. After many tweaks to her abilities and animations, the fact remains that her win rate continues to be at the very top, as it has since day one. With Season 7 hitbox adjustments to Pathfinder, we were able to control his power without nerfing his kit. We hope to do the same with Wraith. Wraith now has a slightly larger hitbox than her fellow small legends, but the changes stay true to her model, as you can see in the before and after comparison. We're adding some width, mostly in the torso and leg. Changes are pretty minimal. Even with these changes, Wraith remains small and hard to hit. She will retain low profile as we monitor her usage and win rates to see if power can be given back to her in other ways in the future. Rampart. Sheila angle increases from 120 to 180 degrees. That's a big one. Wall health in build phase increased from 1 hit point to 45 hit points. Sniper rounds still pierce through. So now we can actually, you know, maybe toss them out in a fight and they're actually worth something. So instead of 1 hit point, it's 45, which is enough to suck up some bullets. Dev note. Rampart has remained at the bottom across our performance metrics since her release. Her kit is very much built around proactively setting up a powerful position. But in a game as fast-moving as Apex, we've determined her wall should have some reactive power as well. We're keeping a careful eye on this one. Horizon. Gravity lift effective cooldown increased from 21 seconds to 25 seconds. The 15-second cooldown timer will now start when the gravity lift disappears. So functionally, I believe that's at least a 10-second increase on her gravity lift. Dev note, Horizon released strong, to the point where she rivals Wraith in win rate and pick rate. For the time being, we are monitoring her usage and checking whether or not the cooldown changes have a significant effect. Octane. Launchpad remastered. This one's exciting. Many players may have known about Octane's super jump that was possible with a well-timed jump while hitting the pad. Once the double jump option was introduced, there was an input clash that led to unreliable usage. We decided to add some launch options that are better defined than the old super jump. Hitting the jump pad from a standing position will launch players along a high arc, the speed and trajectory of the old super jump. From a crouched position, players will launch along a low arc, meaning they'll fly lower but further in the horizontal direction. So a slide will get you a low spring, standing walking jump will get you up, and a regular jump will get you a regular jump. Crypto! Remove ability to stick arc stars to friendly drones. That one's self-explanatory. Loba, loot inside unopened care packages is now visible with eye for quality and accessible through the Black Market Boutique. Nice little Loba buff. Caustic, all gas now dissipates as soon as Caustic's team is eliminated. Good. Mirage decoys create footstep sounds. Dev note, this change was mistakenly mentioned in the Fight Night patch notes when it was in fact coming with this patch. Mirage decoys will now have footsteps audio in a limited capacity. There won't be a footstep tornado if an enemy Mirage ults nearby, but it should be slightly harder to pick out the real Mirage from auto cues alone. Weapon meta. Fully kitted rotation. Removed the Wingman, Sentinel, Havoc, G7, Alternator. Added the R301, the 30-30 Repeater, Mozambique, Longbow, DMR, Spitfire. Attachments. We are removing the Gold Barrel from the loot pool. I'm sorry, you R99-301 fiends. But I got good news. Hop-ups. The Anvil Rounds hop-up will be added into the loot pool. Last time Anvil Rounds were around, most of the community didn't like them. I loved them. I know a few other people on the Discords have loved them too. The Double Tap hop-up will be removed from the loot pool. Volt. Bullet damage decreased from 16 to 15. Volt's still great. I'll call it now. Alternator. Bullet damage increased from 15 to 16. Interesting. Spitfire. Bullet damage increased from 18 to 19. Reload speed increased from 2.8 seconds to 3.2, meaning a slower reload. Empty reload speed increased from 3.33 seconds to 3.8, slower empty reload. More damage, longer reload times, super happy about this. I've been using the Spitfire all the time, and it's just a great, 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 great gun. So yeah, give me a little more damage on the Spitfire, I'll take it. EVA 8, fire rate increased from 2.0 to 2.1. Bug fixes. Sonar abilities no longer stop Caustic's highlight vision. Loba fixed a few exploits areas in King's Canyon that Loba was able to revive via her bracelet. Rampart, jump pads in Octane's Town takeover no longer Rampart, place Sheila on them. Fixed an issue with Rampart's passive persisting even after changing characters in firing range. Havoc, fixed an issue causing the Havoc to have 100% accuracy when hip-fired through Rampart's amp cover. Peacekeeper, fixed a POV issue that occurred when using Horizon's abilities, then immediately going to EDS with the Peacekeeper. Clubs, re-enlisted ability to invite friends clubs from friends list. Fixed an issue causing some users to have opted out of last squad invites to not appear in the club event timelines when placed in the top 5 of the match. Failing to connect to the club database no longer leads to a misleading kick from club message. Players will no longer be kicked from clubs when switching to another profile on Xbox. Misc. Fixing issue crowds not cheering past when I take them. Fixing issue producing. Fixing issue they're making. And that was your patch notes.